Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around if you put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Gomar Sean. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. Remember, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these interviews at your leisure. And today we're heading back to Louisiana Tech, the Bulldogs standout defensive back, Aaron Robinson. Aaron, welcome to the program. You guys went out on a big win against Miami, and you played a big factor with that INT. What was it like beating a Power 5 team or a Power Conference team like Miami before you, you know, played your final football?
Oh, man, it was a great opportunity, you know, playing a great Miami team and, you know, going out ending the season with the seniors with that win against a Power 5 school. I mean, it was a great way to end it. I wouldn't want to end it no other way.
And how satisfying was it to you to get your hands on that INT, you know, before you kind of hang up the cleats at the collegiate level yourself?
Man, it was a wonderful experience, man. It was a great feeling. You know, it's unexplainable at times, but, you know, man, I seen the ball, and, you know, I knew I had to make a play on it, get the ball back to the offense because it was a tight game at the time, 7-0. And I knew they were trying to go downfield and score the ball, so I knew I had to get the ball back in the offense's hands.
Were you able to keep that ball, or did they eventually take it from you?
Oh, no, so I kept it.
Nice. So when you think about it, kind of take us inside the mind of Aaron Robinson. When you're looking at, I don't know, maybe mom or dad has it, but when you're, if you have the opportunity and you look at that ball, I mean, what do you kind of think about when you see it?
Man, just a humble guy, man. And when I seen it, you know, watching a lot of film, and I give a lot of credit to the defensive line of making the quarterback uncomfortable on that play, for giving me the opportunity and a chance to break on the ball and make a play for the defense. But like I say, man, a real humble guy, and, you know, just studying the game, and, you know, that's what gave the result for me to make that play.
Excellent. Well, you know, we usually get into this later in the show, but since you mentioned it already, so it's fair enough to say you're a film junkie, Aaron.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, it slows the game down and it make it easier on the field, you know. You know, once you study your opponent, you know, they give you that upper hand and give you that advantage.
Now, this is one of my favorite questions to ask you guys. You know, watching film all throughout the week, Saturday the game comes around, what you studied all week comes into fruition. I mean, that play in particular, was there anything you saw on tape, or is there another play where you remember making a big play, or maybe you directed a teammate to do something just because of what you remember seeing on film?
Specifically on that play, you know, the wide receiver's alignment, you know, where he was aligned, they gave me the upper hand. I actually thought he was going to run a crossing route. And, you know, I talked to my safety pre-snap, and, you know, but actually as he stemmed back inside, I only knew that he had one option, and that was to come back out. And so seeing he come back out, and we're in a special coverage, I would tell you, but I can't say it. So I just broke out of him and made a play on the ball.
Nice. See, I love that. Like, you know, anyone that watched that 14-0 win by Louisiana Tech, you know, they might remember the play, but, you know, we don't know all the work that went into it. So, you know, throughout the week, you're doing your thing, seeing the film, doing your due diligence, and then Saturday rolls around, and you're able to kind of reap the fruits of your labor, if you will. Now, you're an athletic kid. You play that DB position. I'm curious, I mean, growing up, I mean, when you're a young guy, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the athletic kid back then, scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns all the time, every game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nothing to brag about. You know, man, I just always, you know, love the game of football, man. And, you know, just growing up, you know, it always gave me something to do and stay out of trouble. And, you know, I just, you know, just took the path, you know, that God gave me, and I just kept the course. And, you know, it led me a long way, and, you know, I thank God for that.
Awesome stuff. Hey, man, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And obviously, yeah, you're following that path, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious. So you're 8, 9, 10 years old. You're doing the Pop Warner thing. You got the football in your hand. Who do you pretend you want to be? I mean, who's at the NFL level that you pretending that's who Aaron Robbins is in that moment?
Man, growing up, you know, I played both ways. I played quarterback and, you know, DB as well. But, man, I was a huge fan of Michael Vick, man, you know. And, you know, just the way that he changed the game as a quarterback, a dynamic quarterback, can run and pass. That's someone that I really looked up to as a kid.
You know, it's funny. It's, you know, we get so caught up in, you know, what Lamar Jackson's doing or maybe Deshaun Watson. But when we think back to how athletically freakish Michael Vick was, I mean, he really kind of was on another level. And, I mean, the speed, and, I mean, he could throw the ball from, you know, New York City to, you know, Western Pennsylvania on a dime. I mean, he was freakish. And it's, you know, it's great, Aaron, from generational standpoints, like guys like yourself. I think you're the second guy in the last week to mention Michael Vick when I kind of referenced to that question. So it just kind of shows you the impact that he had on a whole generation of guys that are, you know, growing up playing the game and loving the game of football. Once again, the standout from Louisiana Tech, Aaron Robinson, kind enough to take some time around draft time as he shares what he brings to the next level and why teams are going to be looking at him as we build towards that April NFL draft, 24th, 25th, 26th, or 24th, yes, in Las Vegas. Aaron, I ask all the guys that come on this program, I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts and they're breaking down the tape, I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those DB qualities that you bring where they're going to be very, very intrigued and want to know more about you?
Oh, man, humble kid, like I said once before, and the physicality that I bring, you know, to the game, man. You know, watching a lot of the NFL playoffs, you know, there's a lot of physical DBs, and, you know, I feel like that's a special attribute that I have, you know, just being physical with the receivers. And, you know, a lot of you know, receivers do not like to be touched. And, you know, when you have a physical defensive back, you know, they can bring a lot to the game itself.
Nice. And it, for you playing that DB role, and you talked about being humble, are you quiet on the field? I mean, if it's 3rd and 8 and I'm lining up against you, I mean, are you saying anything to me, or you just kind of remain quiet during the duration of the game?
No, I mean, I don't say too much. I mean, I speak when spoken to, but, you know, I really don't say too much. I just, you know, have to play my game. You know, I just, you know, stick to the game plans. You know, I don't really say too much.
Nice. Hey, like I said, you know, we got some guys that are chatty. Some guys like to be going quiet. Let the play speak for itself. How about this? And we just ask this to benefit you guys. I mean, we know the scouts are going to know you inside and out. But I mean, if they're listening in or they're going to listen in, I mean, what won't they see on tape? I mean, we already mentioned that you know you're a devourer of game film. Maybe you're a team captain, team leader, weight room warrior. Maybe the things you did systematically on the defense didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, what do these guys need to know that benefits you?
Man, just a great person. You know, just a great person to be around. You know, when you have the helmet and shoulder pads on, not too many people just know, you know, who you are outside of just being a football player. But, you know, like I said, I feel like I'm a great person to be around. You know, I really don't say too much, but I feel like when I do speak and get comfortable around guys, man, it's just like a brother/family environment. You know, I just feel like I can make everybody around me, you know, have that certain demeanor about themselves.
Awesome. And you know, kind of, you know, I was watching some highlights, what I could gather, knowing that we were going to put the show together. I mean this in a positive way. I think your best football is yet to come. I really think you kind of touched the surface. You know, I think when you get your snaps and you're doing your thing, I think there's a real ceiling that you have a lot more room to grow. Is that fair?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I just stay patient and wait on my time. And, you know, like I said, I do feel like, as you said, I do feel like I'm just reaching my peak. But, you know, there's a lot more, if God says the same, a lot more football to be played. And, you know, I can just show that opportunity at the next level and just show those skills that I have at the next level.
definitely. And the next level is who we're talking about with Aaron Robinson, Louisiana Tech, NFL Draft. If you missed any of this show in its entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to get to know this man up close and personal. Monday Night Football is going on. Your family, your friends, they're watching the game. Maybe they text you. They say, Aaron, when we watch this guy play, he reminds us of you. Is there anybody you get in terms of guys at the next level that you may compare to or people think you compare to?
A lot of my teammates, you know, they kind of – we joke about it a lot. A lot of the guys call me Pat T, you know, around the locker room and stuff like that. So I get a lot of jokes out of that, saying Pat T just off being physical and, you know, just being that guy in the film room. So I get that a lot.
Nice. Awesome. I like the good one. And this one too, and we had your teammate on, Bobby Holly, on earlier. And he said Coach Sloan told him during the Oklahoma drill that if he kept playing kind of like that and put that kind of effort, you know, he's going to play football a long time. And I think for all guys at the collegiate level, I mean, everybody, I think, you know, everybody's there to play Saturday, but in your heart you want an opportunity to get to Sunday. When does that sink into you personally, Aaron? When do you kind of get the realization that, you know what I'm doing here on a Saturday afternoon is going to get me an opportunity? You know, when does that kind of become reality? Is it a play? Is it coaches speak, what they tell you? I mean, when do you kind of get the real sense that you can make this happen?
You know, just watching a lot of college football around the world and just comparing myself, being in those situations, like watching other games and being in those situations. But a lot of it comes from me being in practice, just, you know, just getting better each and every day. And I feel like, man, you know, I can really do this for a long time. So just having that mindset, you know, just getting better each and every day at practice, and, you know, it just carries over into the game. And once that time comes, it shows. And so, like I say, I feel like that came within me during practice.
Nice, nice. Awesome stuff. And you guys, I mean, what, I think 10-3, big win. Like, you guys go out over Miami. Skip Holtz doing a fantastic job with you guys. For any guy that's doing the recruiting process right now, what's your pitch to get these guys to Louisiana Tech?
Man, I just tell them, man, the brotherhood, like, it's something special that Louisiana Tech has built. And, you know, that's something that they preached to us when they recruited me back in 2015, 2014, you know, that this senior class was going to be special. And that stuck out to me the most, because a lot of us came in, there's no cliques, like, there's just no this group with that group. It's just a whole team environment. You know, everybody speaks, hangs around each other. Like I say, it's just a brotherhood.
That's awesome stuff, man. Aaron, man, we appreciate you coming on. And again, I can't wait to follow you and, you know, as you make your path towards this next level. Before we let you go, we like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, again, your teammate Bobby Holly was on earlier in the program, and I asked him this question. I said, who on the team do you, you know, maybe do you tease, and what do you tease him about? And he said Malik Stanley, he said he has a Kansas accent, and he said, you know, when he comes on the program as well, he said you'll pick up on it. Was that something you kind of took some joy and laughter out of, too? Were you part of that, like, that got a kick out of the way that, I guess, Malik, his accent?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it's different. You know, not too many Kansas guys come down to Louisiana. So once he came and he got to talking around us, it was kind of different. But, you know, once we got used to it, we still pick on him about it. But once we got used to it, man, it was just a joy being around him and teasing him sometimes about it.
Nice, nice. And take us inside that Bulldogs locker room. Who had the goofiest nickname and how'd they get it?
The goofiest nickname. That's a tough one. That's a tough one there. That's a tough one.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's a lot of nicknames, but not a goofy one particularly. Just sticks out to me. I'm trying to. Oh yeah, Smoke Harris. Smoke Harris. Yeah, Smoke. Smoke Harris. I'm not sure where he got that nickname from. No sir. I don't have a nickname.
But you don't know where Smoke got his nickname either.
Nah, just when he came in, the guys was calling him Smoke. You know, I guess it's because he moved fast. Cause he is a pretty fast player, and he moved like Smoke. You know, when you see it one time, and one time is gone. So I assume that's where he got his nickname from.
Excellent stuff, man. And the final one, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. At least the responses, I always kind of get the oohs and ahs, or that's a good question. Female celebrities, Aaron, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you gonna ask to join you for lunch?
Take out to eat. I say Beyonce. I'll take out Beyonce if I get that opportunity.
I tell you, I share with you guys, she's been out on a lot of lunch dates with all the guests that have come on this show. So she could be
man,
in the gym extra long time. A lot of lunches.
Man, if we make it true, if we can make it happen, man, I love it.
Yeah, we might have to invite Jay-Z along, but that's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, man. Hey, fabulous career, and I really mean what I said. I really think you've just kind of touched the surface. I think there's so much potential in you to kind of develop your game, and that's why I'm excited for you. I'm excited to kind of, see where these guys are going to identify and pick up with that. But, hey, man, we always have to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show. Awesome
man,
stuff,
thank
man.
You for having
that
me.
That is Aaron Robinson, and like I said, fantastic young man. And, you guys kind of get the vibe. If you listen to the Bobby Holly earlier and Aaron comes on the program, they talked about the brotherhood and just the humbleness and Bob. I mean, you just tell this is very, very like the sound team. And they probably reached the success that they did because of the bonds they had. If you want more of Aaron, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, as always, we appreciate you listening.